Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
This is The Dana Show. My name is Craig Collins, filling in. Thrilled to be with you. A bunch of stuff to talk about out there at D-Lash, Dana Lash Radio on X. Is a great way to stay connected to her on Facebook, all the social media. Her and her team do an incredible job of being available and out there in social media. So check it out. Pam Bondi's been fired, and they're talking about who could likely replace her as the next attorney general. Lee Zeldin's name is popping up. He is currently in charge at the EPA. This is an interview he did somewhat recently where he said a lot of the things that you want to hear if you are someone that is looking for more accountability to be a byproduct of removing Pam Bondi as attorney general and getting somebody else in there who might actually put some people in jail or at least bring some people into courtrooms and ask them some difficult questions. At the very least, do something like that. Here's Lee Zeldin talking about accountability in the government and how important it is.
We should have a zero tolerance policy, no matter who's in charge of government at any given time, for any waste and abuse whatsoever. And get this, we found in one program, Solar for All, which is a $7 billion program that we have canceled and Congress has rescinded, that the money was going through, at times, four pass-throughs. So a dollar would go through four pass-throughs where each of them were taking at least 15 to 25% cut. So, we're going to be honest and fair and good stewards of tax dollars. That zero tolerance policy should be the way, whether it's President Trump in office or his predecessor. Unfortunately, his predecessor, when they had one party rule in Congress, they were lighting tax dollars on fire left and right.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good to light tax dollars on fire. I'm not a fan of that. I'm not a fan of any of this. Lee Zeldin, go get him, baby. I don't know if he's actually going to be the guy or the person they choose for that job, but he says a lot of good things. Lee Zeldin, I think, was also the youngest ever attorney in New York of some kind. I can't remember what exactly the thing was that he set a record on, but certainly a valuable person, a legal mind that's been a legal mind for a while, a person who's done pretty good politically without necessarily winning a whole lot of elections, but certainly a person who's made a name for himself, and maybe attorney general is the right next place. Another individual, a person who's actually within Trump's administration in a visible role right now is Marco Rubio. He did an interview with ABC News where he crapped all over, and I think in a pretty valuable way, a lot of the objections to Operation Epic Fury. President Trump gave a speech last night, a statement from the White House in which he talked about the success we're having in Iran and the likelihood that that conflict will be over soon. Here's a little bit of Rubio said on Good Morning America.
The operation, okay, and that's what this is. It's about very specific objectives. The president laid them out on the first night of the operation. I'll repeat them to you now because I hear a lot of talk about we don't know what the clear objectives are. Here they are. You should write them down. Number one, the destruction of their Air Force. Right. Number two, the destruction of their Navy. Success. Number three, the severe diminishing of their missile launching capability. Done. And number four, the destruction of their factory so they can't make more missiles and more drones to threaten us in the future. All of this so that they can never hide behind it to acquire a nuclear weapon. That was our objective from the beginning. That remains our objective now.
That's what we're doing. That's what we're succeeding at. That's what we're very close to being done with doing. And that's why you should consider this a success if you're someone covering it and talking about it. And hopefully it's something that a couple weeks from now is completely over with us not having any issues anymore or anyone in the world having issues when it comes to the Strait of Hormuz or anything. President Trump did last night in his speech that he gave tell the world that it's kind of a them problem, not an us problem to fix the Strait of Hormuz so that it's open again for you. I did like the way that this was said. I'm sure that this was probably one of the things that people would consider the most controversial of the things that the president actually said out loud. And yet it feels appropriate to the situation we're in. And what I mean by that is if the world is complaining that they think that what you've done is somehow harmful to them, even if it's not harmful to us, then maybe it's on them to go ahead and fix the problem so that things get better for everybody involved. This is something that you need to figure out on your own We're not the parent of the world who takes care of everything for everybody. Yes, the Strait of Hormuz is complicating gas prices, even here in the United States. I'm not going to pretend that's not true. But if we don't import a lot of our oil through that strait, why would it be us that need to make sure it's open and not everybody else? Here's Trump on that.
The United States imports almost no oil through the Hormuz Strait and won't be taking any in the future. We don't need it. We haven't needed it and we don't need it. We've beaten and completely decimated Iran. They are decimated, both militarily and economically and in every other way. And the countries of the world that do receive oil through the Hormuz Strait must take care of that passage. They must cherish it. They must grab it and cherish it. They can do it easily. We will be helpful.
Take it to Valentine's dinner. Do something. I know it's late. I know you got to apologize and say you've waited too long, but do something valuable and then go ahead and keep it forever and not ask us to do anything a little bit more for Trump.
But they should take the lead in protecting the oil that they so desperately depend on. So to those countries that can't get fuel, many of which refuse to get involved in the decapitation of Iran, we had to do it ourselves. I have a suggestion. Number one, buy oil from the United States of America. We have plenty. We have so much. And number two, build up some delayed courage. Should have done it before. Should have done it with us, as we asked. Go to the Strait and just take it. Protect it. Use it for yourselves. Iran is...
Yeah, don't let them put a chokehold on it to try to control the rest of the world and do whatever else they want to do. Don't let, as Marco Rubio just said in the other audio I played, don't let any of these things that they hide behind be an avenue toward them eventually acquiring a nuclear weapon, because they're not going to do good stuff if they have a nuclear weapon. They've declared war on multiple countries many times over for years now, us included, of course. And so we need to stop a hostile power from becoming more powerful. That is essentially the entirety of this. We're not there to steal their oil. We're not going to be there for years. We've been there 32 days by Trump's count last night, 33 days by today, and we're likely to not be there for that much longer. At least that's the hope. I will absolutely admit, if two or three more months go by and this isn't over, that it's the kind of thing that's starting to look bad for us, look bad for conservatives, look bad for Trump compared to what it could be right now. And most of the people, I think, who are fear-mongering about this know very well that they're acting as though it's been going on for several additional months. They're acting like, you know, we're almost to the November midterm elections when we're not there yet. I think that you actually have to predict some things accurately, or if you're bad at predicting stuff, then wait for the actual thing to play out before you tell us what's happening. And just to say it cleanly, the mainstream media outlets are terrible at predicting stuff. They've been atrocious at that. You know it, and I know it. Tons of examples I could use. COVID, whatever you want. Tons of examples out there to prove that point. And I do want to play this. This is Scott Jennings. He was reacting after the speech on CNN and saying there was something that he thought President Trump left unsaid, but is a necessary component to a complete victory against Iran, with Israel, with whoever else is actually going to help us in this. I want to play a little bit of this. I thought this was interesting.
I think what went unsaid tonight, but what I assume is happening in the background in these diplomatic conversations, is that part of the way this is going to end is hostilities will cease at some point. We'll have some kind of diplomatic end that has to include getting the nuclear material. He didn't say that tonight. I hope that would be a great scenario if it works out that way.
He didn't say that.
And he also didn't say
that. He did not say.
I love when their objection is, but he didn't say it. It doesn't matter if it might happen. It might be a thing that we actually do, because and Trump gave an awesome answer to a press member a few days ago when a woman asked him if we were actually going to take some sort of provocative action. And he was like, why would I answer that question? Why would I tell you if they're going to be boots on the ground or this or that, any of that, whether it is going to happen or isn't? Why would I give you an answer that would benefit the enemy right now? Such a stupid question to be asked. It feels like a similar moment where they're debating whether or not he didn't say out loud something that maybe will do. And he probably didn't say it out loud, whether Scott Jennings is right or wrong about that, because it would not strategically be valuable to announce that to the world and especially to Iran. You know what? Fine. Let's do one more. There's one more CNN clip that I'll play. This is a far lefty moron being made fun of by Jennings and some others because he's got a specific objection to when people talk about the decimation of the Iranian Navy He seems to think that it's a thing that was too old to matter, even though they were using ships to harm people, and now they don't have ships to do anything with. But apparently one of the lefty guests on CNN somehow thinks this is a overreaction or an exaggeration of something we did well. I love how they want to discredit our military too as much as possible. That I don't know what side they're on, a lot of these Democratic people who hate Trump so much that they say anything they can about him.
Okay, so I keep hearing this line. We've taken out their missiles.
We don't have a Navy
We've taken,
anymore.
Again, their okay, their Navy and Air Force was 55 years old. What is taken,
then why was it harassing people in the Gulf?
What does taking out a 55-year-old Navy mean?
They were constantly harassing ships in the Gulf.
They're still harassing.
They don't have any ships left.
They don't have any ships left. They don't have any, you know, Air Force. They have some drones, I guess, but we're trying to destroy those too, and we've destroyed the factories that make them. But I love the fact that he's like, it's 55 years old. Who cares about that? It's a boomer. Let's call the Iranian military a boomer, although 55 is not old enough to be a boomer. But nonetheless, that feels like what it is. It's just a stupid objection because if they had any capability at all on the sea or in the air with anything that functioned and worked and they were using it for a negative purpose, they can't do that anymore because it's gonzo. It's over. It's not a thing that they have any access to at all. And that's good for us. That's good for everybody. I don't understand how some of this stuff is controversial. It literally makes no sense to me how people argue these things. You know what? I'll play one more thing. This is not CNN. This is Channel 12 News in Providence. They are talking about the mayor there and how crazy the mayor was against a mural that depicted a young woman who was brutally killed by someone that should not have been out of jail in the first place. Every part of this story, there's no controversy. And yet the mayor wanted to turn it into a controversy. And then a couple days after, people kind of reacted to how weird it was that you were basically vilifying the victim for having a mural up in her honor. And then the mayor popped up on local television in Providence to try to defend himself. Here's a little of that.
You've gotten some national media attention for your response to this. And because I'm paraphrasing here, you said the intent behind these murals is divisive and does not represent Providence. The murals artist sort of feels like he was stifled. Do you have any regrets about what you said and how you handled that?
I regret the state of where we are in politics today, where absolutely everything is political and controversial. And
you
hard.
Made it political and controversial.
There's nothing we should be doing to take away from the tragedy of the loss of life that
you
was represented
that.
Here. But then it was distorted by an erroneous tweet by our president, and then a movement was funded by some right-wing billionaires.
Now, I'll stop it right there. Irina Zarutska had her mural taken down because this insane mayor wanted this to be a political thing when it didn't have to be. And then he blames the system, not himself, for the thing that he politicized because maybe he thought it would be an optics win. Maybe he thought the mural being up in his community was somehow bad for him. It somehow leaned into some sort of conservative ideology and he had to take it down. And then he realized how much of a you know what he was being and how insane he was being about this. And so now he has to answer for his own creation of a controversy around something that shouldn't have been anything other than honoring an innocent woman who was brutally killed by someone that should not have been on the streets free at all and able to do this, a career criminal. It's ridiculous that these are the kind of things we argue about. And it's your fault, Mayor, not the opposite. All right, quick break. A lot coming up. Craig Collins filling in. This is The Dana Show.
You know how most makeup makes you look done, but not necessarily like yourself? I get so tired of products that cover everything up and it leaves product on my skin and it makes it dry and cakey and makes you feel like you're wearing a mask. So that's why I tried Jones Road Beauty's Miracle Balm. You just warm up a small amount of product with your fingertips. You tap it on your cheeks, on your lips. You can even put a little bit on your eyelids if you want for some color. And it gives you this effortless, clean girl glow instead of that heavy makeup mask. And it can also replace so many steps and products. Like think of it, highlighter, bronzer, blush, your lip tint, but it's all in one little jar. No brushes, no 20 frillion step routine. I mean, it's great for busy mornings or school drop off or travel. If you got like an early morning flight and you want to look nice, but not overdone, or when you're running around after a workout and you just, you know, want to look fresh. And the best part is that Jones Road's formulas are clean. So they look natural and they feel like you're wearing next to nothing. Bring out your natural glow instead of hiding it with Jones Road. And for a limited time, you'll receive a free shimmer face oil on your first purchase when you use code Dana. So just head on over to jonesroadbeauty.com and use code Dana at checkout. And after you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. And please support The Dana Show and tell them that I sent you.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of the podcast Smart Talks with IBM. I recently sat down with IBM's chairman and CEO, Arvind Krishna, and I asked him, how can companies use AI to its fullest potential to create smarter business?
My one advice to them, pick areas you can scale. Don't pick the shiny little toys on the side.
Mm-hmm. For example,
if anybody has more than 10% of what they had for customer service 10 years ago, they're already 5 years behind it. If anybody is not using AI to make their developers who write software 30% more productive today, with the goal of being 70% more productive.
Yeah, wow.
So we are not asking our clients to be the first experiment on it. We say, you can leverage what we did. We're happy to bring out all our learnings, including what needs to change in the process, because the biggest change is not technology. It's getting people to accept that there's a different way to do things.
To listen to the full conversation, visit ibm.com/smarttalks.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the amazing Solaire infrared gas grills that are built to last and will give you better than restaurant grilled food. The Solaire infrared burner heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. Learn more about these fantastic USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. Solaire hot fast grills at besthotgrill.com/hot.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
That's right. It's time for a Quick Five on The Dana Show, D-Lash, Dana Lash Radio, and X on Twitter. A great way to stay connected to her, at Radio Craig C. If for some reason you want to follow me, I do more stuff there now than I used to do. Bimbos are proudly defending themselves. This is a real story. After a viral article about Kristi Noem's husband, who seems like a weird dude that does some exaggerated version of cross-dressing where he acts like he's got very large breasts. And it's strange. I don't want to get into the minutia of the weird story, but I do love this headline from the New York Post that bimbos are fighting back because the actual legitimate women who want to model their bodies after Barbie and look very unique think that it's unfair that they're getting grouped in with this crazy, weird person. I agree with them, by the way. I'm also going to defend the bimbos on Dana's show, the actual legitimate female ones, because they don't deserve to get any story. They don't deserve to catch a stray bullet in all this craziness. Leave them alone. I find that to be hilarious. The silent walk is a thing that is taking over social media. It is a TikTok trend now. It's exactly what you think it is. The way we all used to walk before we all had a phone in our pocket. And a lot of us remember walking or remember doing a lot of things without the ability for anyone to contact us. Now it's a trend. Now you leave your phone and all your digital stuff at home. You go on a walk by yourself. You don't even bring any sort of way to listen to music. And apparently, according to the scientists and the doctors, and this is not surprising to most of us regular humans who remember this, it's really great for you. Going on a walk with no technology and no ability to do anything other than think and pay attention to nature is uniquely beneficial to your mental and your physical well-being. So do more of that is the recommendation. And I love that people online think they're discovering this because it's weird in the society we live in now. It wasn't weird all that long ago, or at least it shouldn't be. And then one last one, a white female influencer got in trouble because she said an AI group she was working with photoshopped her face onto a black influencer's body. I have a unique reaction to this. Outside of all the people who are up in arms, racism, and all the things they're calling it, I would think of this as a backhanded compliment. If somebody photoshopped their face onto my body, regardless of who they are, what they look like, and how much they match my skin tone, anything else, I would be a little bit flattered that they thought that I was, and both women are incredibly good looking, but I'd be a little bit flattered that they thought I was good looking enough for that. No one's photoshopping their face on my body that I'm aware of. But open season, I guess, is what I'm saying. You're allowed to do it. which is a weird thing to say. All right, quick break, a lot more. Greg Collins filling in on The Dana Show.
The folks who help make the program possible, it is our friends that are over at Patriot Mobile. The only Christian conservative cell phone service that's out there, Patriot Mobile, wants to save you money. They have plans that they can customize for businesses of all sizes, families of all sizes. It doesn't matter. And it's easy to switch. You can activate your new Patriot Mobile service in minutes. You can keep your number in your phone if you want, or you can upgrade. There is no hassle. Every dollar you spend doesn't work against you. It actually promotes your values that you vote to protect at the ballot box. And you have a premium prioritized coverage on the same or better, all the networks, same or better than big carrier service. This has been my service for over 10 years. Make the switch and see why I love it. PatriotMobile.com/Dana972Patriot. Use code Dana to get a free month of service. That's PatriotMobile.com/Dana, code Dana, or call 972Patriot.
All right.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of Smart Talks with IBM. I recently spoke with IBM's new director of research, Jay Gambetta. We discussed his vision for the future of quantum computing.
At IBM Research, what we always do is answer what is the future of computing, whether it's coming up with new algorithms, coming up with better AI, coming up with quantum, or coming up with just how do different accelerators go together. It's our DNA to answer the question of what is the future.
Isn't it a perfect problem for IBM because you kind of need to have a legacy of building stuff?
Yes.
Building actual physical machines.
Yeah, it's why I came to IBM. I wanted the experience, the culture of building hard things that others have not done before.
Mm-hmm. Where do you imagine we are in the timeline of this technology? There will come a point when it will mature, right?
Yeah.
My cell phone is a mature technology at this point. How far are we from that point with quantum?
By 2029, we'll build the first fault-tolerant quantum computer. That is one that can run a very, very large problem.
To learn how IBM is building the future of computing, visit ibm.com/quantum.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. Step up your grilling game with Solaire portable infrared grills, which are perfect for RVers, tailgaters, backyards, and a memorable gift. Solaire infrared provides the quick sear for bar marks and texture needed to properly finish sous vide. Use a Solaire portable alongside your current gas grill as a sear zone for more juicy and flavorful food. Learn more at besthotgrill.com/hot. Affordable, powerful, portable infrared grills at besthotgrill.com/hot.
Things out there. Politico looked like an idiot again. They had a quote scoop that they thought was going to happen as far as Trump's speech last night goes. I think there was a couple different social media posts where they said, you know, insiders have told us things that Trump's going to say and do. The short version of this story is Trump didn't say or do any of the things that Politico had broke as this is a leak and we know what's coming. And my favorite is that Caroline Levitt, the White House press secretary, responded to the story by saying this story is based on six people familiar with the planning, and it's in air quotes, and she was sure none of the people they talked to had seen the speech, had read the speech, had any level of information about the speech whatsoever. So she was sure the insiders were terrible, which they wound up being because the speech didn't contain any of that stuff. And so fake news is fake again. And I just love the fact that some people ask that question on that post. This is why news media doesn't understand, but is often outed for being absolutely fake. This is one of those moments, one of those examples. Also, President Trump on Truth Social today, I think that was earlier today, said that he will sign an executive order that will pay all the incredible employees for the Department of Homeland Security. Fox News broke this story. I can just play their version of it.
And earlier today, around 7:30 East Coast time, and then the Majority Leader John Thune was with us last hour. So we think there's going to be congressional movement on this. And moments ago, the president posting this on Truth, he said, I will soon sign an order to pay all the incredible employees of the Department of Homeland Security. Their families have suffered far too long
yes.
at the hands of the extreme liberal leaders, crying Chuck Schumer and Akeem High Tax Jeffries. Was that a new name?
I don't know.
It might be Hakeem High Tax Jeffries. Nevertheless, help is on the way for our brave and patriotic public servants who have continued to work hard and do their part to protect and defend our country. The point of fact is this.
Here's the point of fact. I'll actually tell you the point of fact so Fox News doesn't have to. Democrats thought they would win in this fight. And I don't mean they thought they would win as far as who inevitably actually pays DHS individuals. They thought they'd win the public opinion discussion. And twice now, President Trump has found a way for him to win it. I don't think that Republicans won it, certainly not Senate Republicans. John Thune, and I do have audio of him popping up on Fox and trying to defend the first version of the bill that the House wound up spiking because it was terrible. And it tried to do as much as it could to poison some of our efforts at the border, at the very least at the border, if not actually through ICE. And Senate Majority Leader Thune tries to put a nail in that, but I don't believe him. I think there's aspects of it that absolutely would have harmed both of those organizations. But nonetheless, President Trump finds a way where through executive action, whatever it might be, he gets people paid, he gets lines down, he gets the win. And I think that does matter. I don't know if enough American people pay attention to it, and certainly people who hate him would refuse to ever give him credit for anything. But it's not the Democratic win they thought it would be, because essentially it moved those chess pieces back to a scenario where in order to stop the funding of DHS or anyone else that Trump was doing through executive action, you would have had to go to court to demand they not get paid, which would be insane. It'd be insane to watch that play out from an optics standpoint at the very least. All right, let's play some of that audio of John Thune. He is popping up on Fox just before that, you know, breaking news seems to say that there might be movement toward a deal of some kind. And Thune was trying to defend the first version of a bill that was passed by the Senate. And then the House looked at and said, this is a joke and terrible and you got bullied. And even President Trump said that they were being too nice. I think that was his kind way of saying that the Senate Republicans had failed at their job to not give in to Democrats. But here's how Thune responded to those ideas.
They will, Dana. And what's changed between last week and today, obviously, is I think a realization that of all the options that are out there, this is the best option. And honestly, the one thing I would take issue with, and that is that that ICE and CBP aren't funded. They are funded because of the foresight that we had last summer. The president, working with Republicans in Congress, pre-funded ICE. And ICE and CBP are both funded till the end of the fiscal year, ICE well beyond that for multiple years. But the other agencies that are covered by DHS, whether that's TSA or Coast Guard or CISA or FEMA, those are all agencies that currently aren't funded. So we had to get funding to open those up because the Democrats shut down funding for the entire Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah, okay, I'm good now. I think it's kind of a semantic discussion to say that things are funded through the end of the fiscal year, which, by the way, ends September 30th. It doesn't end the same way as the calendar year. And I know that might be something that happens often in the world of politics. Things only get funded for so long, and he brags about ICE being funded for even longer than that. But I think Trump, President Trump understands, and House Republicans understand, that the midterm election is going to be contentious. And President Trump getting his agenda done after that point will be much harder, potentially. Hopefully not. Hopefully a lot of the things that could happen that are good, and these are things that could happen as far as the war in Iran is concerned. Sorry, something popped up on my computer that I have to prevent immediately. Otherwise, we shut down and then we don't have a radio show going anymore. So let me click this button right here while I'm live on the air with you and then go ahead and get back to that. It was trying to shut me down and then things would have been terrible. But anyway, I think if the Iran conflict ends soon, which is what Trump was saying last night, and gas prices go back down and all of that recovery stuff happens long before we're casting ballots in November for our midterm elections, that Republicans will win a lot more than they're saying they're going to win right now. I think things will go much better for them. But I do think when you get to this issue and this conversation about funding and what is changing and what poison pills are being put in to remove funding or reallocate it somewhere, that this was Democrats' attempt to try to actually defund as much as they could ICE and or Border Patrol, Border Patrol being the sneakier one. Because the funny thing about this, and I've said this some other places, I'll say it here, is that Trump did such a good job at the border. Like, it was a huge issue. Most Americans said it was at the top of their list of things that were important heading into the 2024 election. They wanted a secure border. They wanted the amount of people who were here illegally to be changed, to not be as big of a flood as it had been, especially even in places like the south side of Chicago, where a lot of, you would assume, liberal voters were saying out loud that they couldn't handle the amount of people hitting their community and that it was making them very mad and they felt like their politicians were failing them because money that they'd want to go to individuals that are legally allowed to live here was going to somebody else. Granted, I think there's an argument about how much funding should go to anybody, but nonetheless, I just thought that was interesting. Trump succeeded so hard, so much in that world that it's a non-issue. Nobody talks about it anymore. And Democrats trying to find a way to squeak it into something that happens again is them playing politics. And so I do think that that, even more so than potential attempts to change funding to ICE, was an issue with House Republicans and a big reason they said no to that. All right, there's one other thing I want to play. This is totally different, but I think it's interesting. This is Sage Steele doing an interview with Stephen A. Smith and absolutely challenging Stephen A. as to why he wasn't more vocal about some of the things he's critical of now. I'll say it this way. It's very easy after President Trump wins the popular vote in the last election to be a media person who decides there's enough other people out there, enough, you know, viewers, listeners, whoever, that you can start to say some things that align with conservatives. I think before he won the popular vote, there's a whole lot of people who might have believed stuff behind closed doors, which is what Sage Steele gives him the credit for. She says that about him. But even nonetheless, they just were afraid to do it or potentially didn't believe those things. I do think a lot of people, Stephen A. maybe among them, are now leaning in to what is a believed popular opinion they couldn't accept as popular until you see Trump win and win convincingly in our past election. But here's a little bit of that back and forth where she asks him, why weren't you more against men playing in women's sports until recently? And he claims he was against it, but you can't find this audio anywhere up until about 6 months ago, which is conveniently well after Trump wins the popular vote in the election.
And inexcusable that it's even a topic is men and women's sports, period, full stop.
Not an issue for me. I went on air, Megyn Kelly, almost, she was like, by the way, great job when you appeared on her show, but she asked me and I looked at her and I said, why are you talking to me like we disagree?
When was that?
We don't, this was over a year ago.
Okay.
I was like, I think it was right before
this
the election actually.
This has been
actually
going on since I was still at ESPN with the Riley Gaines, Leah Thomas, I call him Will because he's a man, that story since 2022, right. I believe. And tell me why. Mm-hmm. Why did it take 3 years for you to say something that I know you've believed this entire time?
Excuse me, I said it on First Take from day one.
From day one. With what? With Riley Gaines?
I think it was Thomas for Penn.
Will Thomas.
Right. I was like this. I said, you're transitioning from a man to a woman. You shouldn't be competing against women.
Nah, he didn't, actually. You can't find audio until about a year ago for that. And actually, I like Stephen A. Smith. I'll say this, that there's been a lot of things he said recently that seem to align more. He's still a Democrat. He still says positive things about a lot of Democrats, not Kamala Harris, but other ones. But nonetheless, as he says that, it does seem like some people in some positions are finding the value in finally saying out loud the thing that they should have known more people believed. It's that silent majority that Rush Limbaugh or anyone else used to talk about. The amount of people who have conservative America First type of politics that don't all shout them from the rafters the way that crazy liberals do on social media. So you might not think they're as out there as they are, but they are. The world might be changing. I don't like that. And there's reasons why I think it could be changing. One of them is the crazy stuff you get taught in school in today's society. But there's others. But nonetheless, as I say that, I do think that there's still a whole lot of people who believe a certain thing, as demonstrated one last time mentioning it, by Trump winning the popular vote. And I think that terrifies liberals. That terrifies the Democratic Party. And it finally empowers people like Stephen A. to start saying some stuff they should have been saying for a while. And Sage Steele, who's not at ESPN because of some of the stuff she was saying, is someone who seems like the appropriate person to hold his feet to the fire. All right, we'll take a break. A lot coming up. This is Craig Collins filling in on The Dana Show. More in a bit.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of the podcast Smart Talks with IBM. I recently sat down with IBM's chairman and CEO, Arvind Krishna, And I asked him, how can companies use AI to its fullest potential to create smarter business?
My one advice to them, pick areas you can scale. Don't pick the shiny little toys on the side.
Mm-hmm. For example,
if anybody has more than 10% of what they had for customer service 10 years ago, they're already 5 years behind it. If anybody is not using AI to make their developers who write software 30% more productive today, with the goal of being 70% more productive.
Yeah, wow.
So we are not asking our clients to be the first experiment on it. We say, you can leverage what we did. We're happy to bring out all our learnings, including what needs to change in the process, because the biggest change is not technology. It's getting people to accept that there's a different way to do things.
To listen to the full conversation, visit ibm.com/smarttalks.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the incredible Solaire infrared grills that heat up in just 3 minutes to searing heat and make the juiciest grilled food you've ever had. But don't take my word for it. Try before you buy with the Solaire Demo Rental Program. For only $47, you can use our infrared demo grill for 2 weekends and the week in between in the comfort of your backyard. Test its hot, fast performance and versatility with steak, chicken, fish, pork, veggies, and all the foods your family enjoys. At the end of the demo, just wipe it off and put it in the box for a UPS pickup. Solaire makes it easy. Then you'll receive a coupon for $47 off any new Solaire infrared grill. The Solaire demo rental program will convince you why Solaire is truly the last grill you'll ever buy. Learn more about the amazing USA-made Solaire infrared grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. Solaire demo rental program at besthotgrill.com/hot.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
That's right. It's time for Florida Man. We have some amazing, actually, I think they're all Florida women. I don't think there's any actually Florida dudes in this story. How, look at me. Look at how woke I am in 2026. The first Florida woman that got in trouble apparently picked a fight at a Costco gas station. The fight became a bigger and a bigger thing. And the 29-year-old eventually went to jail. At one point, an axe was involved, or what they said was a multi-tool axe, similar to a Swiss Army knife, only axier, I'm guessing. I have some audio of NBC in Florida talking about this story, NBC 6 in South Florida. I thought this one was pretty interesting.
No bond after a fight that sparked from a heated encounter at Costco gas pumps. According to an arrest report, 29-year-old Valeria Aguilar was screaming at an attendant at the Costco on West Flagler Street just off of the Palmetto Expressway. A woman then drove by her vehicle and told the attendant to take away her Costco membership.
All right.
Aguilar then accused of following the woman, where she punched the woman and scratched her face, arms, and chest. The woman then reportedly attacked Aguilar with an axe multi-tool, which is similar to a Swiss Army knife. Both women sustained lacerations on their faces. Yeah. Aguilar was also cut on her arms and had her nose injured.
Yeah, she looks pretty beat up. I got to be honest, a mugshot of Aguilar with face tattoos makes it look like she definitely fought somebody who had an axe, even though she's okay. I mean, largely okay. That's insane. That's insane to have someone go crazy on an attendant at a Costco gas station and then somebody else drive by and be like, take away her membership. And then that escalate to a fight. And I want to know what the multi-tool axe was. I Googled some options. I'd like to know how axe it actually was, or if it was more like a hammer. Like, I'd just like to know that. Another Florida woman was accused of squatting in a home near the Villages, then selling the owner's appliances when the owner showed up and told that person to leave. That's uniquely mean.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of Smart Talks with IBM. I recently spoke with IBM's new director of research, Jay Gambetta. We discussed his vision for the future of quantum computing.
At IBM Research, what we always do is answer what is the future of computing, whether it's coming up with new algorithms, coming up with better AI, coming up with quantum, or coming up with just how do different accelerators go together. It's our DNA to answer the question of what is the future.
Isn't it a perfect problem for IBM because you kind of need to have a legacy of building stuff?
Yes.
Building actual physical machines.
Yeah, it's why I came to IBM. I wanted the experience, the culture of building hard things that others have not done before.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you imagine we are in the timeline of this technology? There will come a point when it will mature, right?
Yeah.
My cell phone is a mature technology at this point. How far are we from that point with quantum?
By 2029, we'll build the first fault-tolerant quantum computer. That is one that can run a very, very large problem.
To learn how IBM is building the future of computing, visit ibm.com/quantum.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the incredible Solaire infrared grills that heat up in just 3 minutes to searing heat and make the juiciest grilled food you've ever had. But don't take my word for it. Try before you buy with the Solaire Demo Rental Program. For only $47, you can use our infrared demo grill for 2 weekends and the week in between in the comfort of your backyard. Test its hot, fast performance and versatility with steak, chicken, fish, pork, veggies, and all the foods your family enjoys. At the end of the demo, just wipe it off and put it in the box for a UPS pickup. Solaire makes it easy. Then you'll receive a coupon for $47 off any new Solaire infrared grill. The Solaire demo rental program will convince you why Solaire is truly the last grill you'll ever buy. Learn more about the amazing USA-made Solaire infrared grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. Solaire demo rental program at besthotgrill.com/hot.
This is the Dana Show. My name is Craig Collins, filling in. Thrilled to be with you. Some breaking news we're going to get to in more detail in just a little bit, in about 10 minutes or so. But Pam Bondi's been fired. She's out. She's done. And that is long overdue, according to a whole lot of people. Apparently, she might have been fired before Trump even gave his speech last night. She was notified maybe even days ago that she was likely to get canned. But now that canning is official, so we'll get to that again in about 10 minutes or so, a little bit more than that. Certainly happy to hear that news, because I do think she bumbled and fumbled a whole lot of stuff, and then also seemed to be sitting on her hands when you hopefully have someone that's willing to do more to hold some people accountable. This was something that even James O'Keefe, of all people, was talking about recently, where he said, we have proof sitting on Pam Bondi's desk of people doing illegal stuff that deserve to be arrested within government for the illegal things they're doing. You need the DOJ to actually take action. You need people to start being hauled off into court and arrested and all kinds of things. And we weren't seeing that. Maybe we'll see it with Lee Zeldin or someone else in that role, but more on that in just a bit. Things you thought would be a big deal as a kid was a list that I really liked that was out there. Some of the things that made this list include the Bermuda Triangle. Depending on how old you are, learning about that and hearing that it might be tricky and dangerous, it wound up not being as big of a deal. We wind up navigating that just fine. Stop, drop, and roll, which I love making this list, especially because I vividly remember being taught fire safety as a little kid. And I think I've told this story before on Dana's show, but I think I was like 5 or 6. It was definitely kindergarten age, but I was trying to make toast. And I put the jam on the bread before I put it in the toaster, which caused smoke to happen. And I was a little kid and I saw the smoke and I did what I was taught in school. I ran outside. I sat on the concrete. I put my head down and I waited for an all clear. I didn't tell anybody. I saw the smoke and I ran. My mom put out the non-fire inside the toaster, looked for me for a bit, found me out front and was like, Craig, it's all clear. And then I went back in and I tried to make another toast with jam in the toaster again before I was stopped and told what my problem was. But I love that. So yes, I absolutely agree. I thought fire safety and stop, drop, and roll going to be a big thing. And number 3 on the list, ninjas. You really thought that at some point ninjas were going to surprise attack everybody. That didn't happen as much as maybe we assumed. And then finally, also on this list, a police officer commandeering your vehicle in pursuit of somebody else, not you, sees you on the street, needs your car, asks you to get out because they're getting in. That did happen a lot in TV and movies when I was a kid, and it never seems to happen in real life, which is a shame, because for a while I was driving a very crappy 96 Jeep Cherokee, and I would have loved to see it in a high-speed chase on some sort of news channel somewhere in the country. That would have been amazing. Someone needed that car very badly. Finally, quicksand, which isn't even on the top 6 on this list, was a thing that got mentioned to me a lot when I was talking about this earlier somewhere else. A lot of people were like, quicksand, also a big thing. And yes, I agree. For a while as a kid, I definitely thought that was going to be a harder challenge than it wound up being, to say the very least. And then finally, this is interesting. There's a startup that wants to deliver on-demand sunlight to you. Reflect Orbital is their name. You say that you're in a lot of need of sunlight, and they get you some artificial sunlight somehow into your face, delivered at your work, something like that, via a light of some kind. But this is an app that you can get to drop a pin so that you can also maybe locate natural sunlight somewhere. It's weird, but it sounds pretty cool. All right, quick break, a lot more. Craig Collins filling in on The Dana Show.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of Smart Talks with IBM. I recently spoke with IBM's new director of research, Jay Gambetta. We discussed his vision for the future of quantum computing.
At IBM Research, what we always do is answer what is the future of computing, whether it's coming up with new algorithms, coming up with better AI, coming up with quantum, or coming up with just how do different accelerators go together. It's our DNA to answer the question of what is the future.
Isn't it a perfect problem for IBM because you kind of need to have a legacy of building stuff?
Yes.
Building actual physical machines.
Yeah, it's why I came to IBM. I wanted the experience, the culture of building hard things that others have not done before.
Mm-hmm. Where do you imagine we are in the timeline of this technology? There will come a point when it will mature, right?
Yeah.
My cell phone is a mature technology at this point. How far are we from that point with quantum?
By 2029, we'll build the first fault-tolerant quantum computer. That is one that can run a very, very large problem.
To learn how IBM is building the future of computing, visit ibm.com/quantum.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. Step up your grilling game with Solaire portable infrared grills, which are perfect for RVers, tailgaters, backyards, and a memorable gift. Solaire infrared provides the quick sear for bar marks and texture needed to properly finish sous vide. Use a Solaire portable alongside your current gas grill as a sear zone for more juicy and flavorful food. Learn more at besthotgrill.com/hot. Affordable, powerful, portable infrared grills at besthotgrill.com/hot.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
That's right. It's time for a Quick Five on The Dana Show, D-Lash, Dana Lash Radio, and X on Twitter. Great ways to stay connected to her. A Tennessee librarian has been fired. The top librarian, which is a weird job to have. She was fired because she refused to move 100 LGBTQ books that were voted to cause gender confusion in children. Move them out of the kids section into the adult section. The library board voted 8-3 to get this done. And the librarian's like, I'm not doing it. So she gets fired over the fact that she wants kids to read what are probably horribly inappropriate things for children. I just don't get why they can't hide the indoctrination better. I don't want them to hide it better. They're terrible people doing horrible stuff and involving kids in a, you know, sort of evil way. But it is just odd that they defend this as publicly as they do, people like this, this librarian among them. Jonathan, the world's oldest tortoise, apparently was caught up in a cryptocurrency scam. There were reports of his death, which were not true. The 200-year-old tortoise is still alive, the oldest land animal. And the crypto created around remembering him is now, I guess, somehow being demonstrated to be very fraudulent because, one, and most importantly, the turtle's still alive, which is good for Jonathan, good for anyone that cares about the world's oldest tortoise. I do love that story, though, because somehow crypto scams were involved. Like, why kill him off? Isn't there somebody else you could have created the crypto scam around? Why take an innocent tortoise down, even fake, even, you know, in a fictional way? All right. Eli Lilly's obesity pill was approved by the FDA. It's setting up a fierce competition with the other GLP-1, the Novo Nordisk ones that are already out there. Wegovy, Ozempic, all this stuff is going to be just ubiquitous, I think, within our country as more and more people might gain access to it through it being hopefully cheaper. I've heard a lot of good things about it, although I have been hearing from some in the medical community that eventually anything good about the GLP-1s eventually wears off, essentially meaning your body fights it. And so the best way to actually change your look, to lose weight, to get a healthier body, if that's what you're going after in taking these medications, is to change your habits and your behavior, to not just expect the medicine to work forever to do that for you. There is a wearing off effect of the, you know, pulling back of your appetite, the suppressing of your appetite. And so people who eventually are on it for a long time appear to gain a lot of the weight back. I know it's a sad story, an interesting story for many. And I just think it's even more fascinating that there's a fight right now to get the product on the market ASAP. Because a few years from now, who knows what we'll think about the GLP-1 drugs. Finally, Kirk Cousins has agreed to sign a contract with the Raiders. His agent said the Las Vegas Raiders have a brand new quarterback 2 days after they got a new coach that said he wanted another veteran quarterback on the roster. This seems like a good move for the Las Vegas Raiders. It's just still weird to say that there's the Las Vegas Raiders or there's a Las Vegas football team. But $80 million was the club option for 2 years, and it could be worth up to $172 million over five. Sources are saying, although only the $20 million this year is fully guaranteed. And Cousins is 37 years old. So for him to play into his 40s to make all that money is probably unlikely in the world of football. But who knows? You never know. Kirk Cousins is a good quarterback, so we'll see. And it's, as I said, at least for now, the next couple seasons, probably a really great move for the Raiders. All right, one last story that I'll get to in more detail later on in the show, but I'll just tease it for right now. A 70-year-old Domino's delivery driver went viral and now has an amazing amount of money because of his kindness. That's a really cool story. I love it a lot. I'll get to it later. Strike Collins filling in on The Dana Show.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the Solaire infrared grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You may have a low-temperature, slow-cooking smoker, egg, or pellet barbecue. They're fine for the weekend when you have the time. But for the hectic weekdays, you need a hot, fast Solaire infrared gas grill, which heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. In a matter of minutes, your family could be sitting down to a great-tasting grilled dinner. Juicy steaks, succulent chicken, and moist fish, as well as healthy grilled veggies, anytime you want with the speed and ease of a USA-made Solaire infrared grill. Go to besthotgrill.com/hot to get your free How to Choose the Right Infrared Grill guide to see why Solaire should be your everyday go-to grill. Learn more at besthotgrill.com/hot. Great food fast with Solaire Infrared at besthotgrill.com/hot.
By the time I hit my 50s, I'd learned a few things, like how family is precious. Work can always wait. And 99% of people over 50 already have the virus that causes shingles. Not everyone at risk will develop it, but I did. The painful, blistering rash disrupted my life for weeks. Don't learn about your shingles risk the hard way. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today. Sponsored by GSK.
Struggling to see up close? Make it visible with Viz. Viz is a once-daily prescription eye drop to treat blurry near vision for up to 10 hours. The most common side effects that may be experienced while using Viz include eye irritation, temporary dim or dark vision, headaches, and eye redness. Talk to an eye doctor to learn if Viz is right for you. Learn more at Viz.com.